Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Yes, good morning. Welcome. It is BMAZ and Beamer. Brian is off today, so you're stuck with just me. Hope you're having a fantastic start to your weekend. I've got a lot to talk about in only 53 minutes to do it. So let's get started with the question that's on everyone's mind. Joe, how did your court date go yesterday? I was surprised. I did not get the entourage to the Town of Aurora Justice Court. I thought when I walked out of here, I'd go downstairs and someone would be providing the entourage. Did not get that. I had to walk in by myself. And when I say by myself, I mean there was no one in this courthouse. Nothing against the great people of Aurora or East Aurora. I don't get it. Is it East Aurora or Aurora? Because the town, the village I thought was called East Aurora, but the building I walked into referred to itself as the Town of Aurora Justice Court. Regardless, I walk in, very difficult to find where I was going. I had to go to the bathroom first. That's always important. And then I find where traffic violations go. And I was ready. As you know, I was ready. I had prepared everything on this very show. I get up there, very nice people working in the office. I show them, I said, I got this in the mail. I remember that night very vividly. I did not go through the whole story unless she would have asked me. I said, I remember that very vividly. They put me through a sobriety test. I was sober for the record. And I got this in the mail. I thought I did not get a ticket that day. So she goes, finds my file, and brings it back. And Brian was right. They had tried to send things to a former address. They said they had sent one thing to our current address. Let me tell you, it never showed up. Because if it did, I would have gotten a text from my wife. She gets a picture of all of our mail before it gets sent out. And if I get anything from the Department of Motor Vehicles, let me tell you, I get a text. This is very concerning. Or now you got another one. That did not happen because she would have told me. So that, I don't know where it got. I'm not saying they're lying. I'm just saying it got lost in the mail. So, you know, she's talking me through my options. And I was ready to fight. I was ready to go back and fight this in court, right? But it's a lot different in the moment, okay? After making the drive. Now, if I still lived in Orchard Park, no doubt I would have said, I want to talk to the judge. I'll come back to court. I'll come back and appear on court night, right? We can do a little episode of night court. However, after you make that drive, you realize this is a bit of a distance. And they had everything prepared. So I said, well, what kind of fine are we looking at? And she said, well, the judge will determine that, but it wouldn't be anything over $150. Now, $150 is still a lot of money. I mean, I'm cheap. If I a $20 bill is a lot of money for me, right? So I said, could it be less? And they said, it possibly could. So I said, all right, I'll plead guilty. I know. All that talk, 5 minutes later, I'm saying, I'll plead guilty. However, on that little piece of paper you're going to give the judge right there, can you just write, and I don't care if he gives me the full fine, I need the judge in East Aurora to know that I never received this ticket. So please let the judge know that Joseph Beamer, J-O-S-E-F-B-E-A-M-E-R, did not receive this ticket the night he was pulled over. He can give me the full fine. I need the judge. And by the way, someone texted in yesterday that it's not the district attorney, the town district attorney, that's, you know, that you meet with before you go to traffic court. It is. It's the assistant district attorney in East Aurora or the town of Aurora. Again, I'm confused. So I'm probably going to get a fine. I do hope the judge reads the note. I hope he just, you know, realizes that the right thing to do is to not give me any fine. But I'll get the fine. Fine. I'll pay it. I need the person who's writing that fine to know that that ticket was never given to me. But it seemed like the cards were stacked against me. They had a file. Okay? So I reluctantly agreed to the fine. Again, I said my piece. I was very nice. They were very nice people. Very nice people working at the Town of Aurora Justice Court. But I'll take the fine, and when I get the fine in the mail, we will do another follow-up. But I had a lot of people. It was interesting how many, and, you know, shows the power of this station. How many people were messaging me on social media asking about how did East Aurora go today? So that's the story. I'm kind of telling the story with my head down. I'm not too proud of it. Wish I would have just gone ahead and done what I said I was going to do here and take the court date and go fight it in court. But if I had gone through all that and still had to pay the fine, I mean, I talk about being angry, right? I mean, that would just be a complete waste of time. And it was probably a better chance that regardless of what I did, I was going to get a fine. So, whatever. But I did make sure that the two people in that building knew Joe Beamer never received a ticket that night. So, that was my afternoon. Afterward, I did go to the Tops in East Aurora. What a Tops they have in the village of East Aurora. There is a Starbucks as soon as you walk in. It's a very nice store. Very nice. I'll admit it. As soon as I was done, I was like, well, I got to find $150. So I logged into Instacart, and my first Instacart order took me to the beautiful Tops in East Aurora. Very nice. Very nice facility. And went on with my day. I mean, I'm not going to harp over it. It is what it is. It's over now. But, you know, I never received a ticket. I have to make sure that that is known to everyone listening. 803-0930, star 930. If you have a comment on me backing down, I'm sure a lot of people do. If you're, you know, you talk a big game and then you get there in the moment. If you think that I acted wrongly, I'll take those calls throughout the show. It's not the topic, but I'll take those calls throughout the show. 803-0930, star 930. Then, you know, I did a little work and I went to the gym. And while I'm at the gym, I hear the story of the county executive. Now, I'm not going to get too much into this topic. I'll leave that for David and Tom. But let's just be honest about the whole thing. So the police report comes out. Okay. Obviously, the reactions are going to be along political lines. It shouldn't be, right? It shouldn't be, but it's going to be along political lines. If you're just joining us, if you've been under a rock, if you haven't watched news, by the way, congratulations for being able to avoid news for over 12 hours. But the story is that the county executive, there was a police report issued. I don't know how to word it. Against the county executive, there was this this report, and it was a woman claiming the incident, a domestic report, happened on Saturday evening. And according to the report, Poloncarz let the woman look at his phone, but then became irate when she looked at text messages on his phone. The woman told police Poloncarz grabbed and restrained her against a window. She managed to run outside, but police say Poloncarz chased her. Police say Poloncarz grabbed the woman outside again, prompting her to scream for help. That's when Poloncarz left the woman's house. That is the police report. The county executive told our Tom Puckett that he got into a disagreement with the woman he was seeing, led to a long emotional discussion that resulted in a breakup. Again, there's only two people that know what happened that night, Mark Poloncarz and this woman. All right? And I'm not going to pretend that I know. I'm not going to make any allegations outside of what the police report says because, again, we don't know. We have no idea the incident. We have no idea what happened that night. And it would be, I think, irresponsible to say what definitely happened. We do know what the police report says. And I have to say this, and you can say, Joe, you're a political hack. Joe, you're using your bias, whatever. I've been through a lot of breakups, okay? I mean, let's be honest. I've been through a lot of breakups. And, I mean, a lot of... Not one breakup resulted in a police report. That's all I'm going to say. I don't know what happened. It could have been emotional, and the woman called the police. I have no idea what happened. And she's not pressing charges, so we have to take it at what it is. I've been through a lot of breakups. I've never gotten a police report. That's my comment on it. And the county executive did talk to Tom Puckett and said, this is not what happened. It was just an emotional breakup. You know, by the way, most breakups are emotional, at least for somebody, right? I mean, sometimes there's a person that can't wait to get out of there. I've been in that position before. And other times it's emotional for both people. But usually during a breakup, someone's emotional. Yes, that will happen. So that's what the county executive said. It is against political lines. And it's kind of ridiculous how much it is along political lines. Because yesterday, and I just thought this tweet was, in my opinion, out of line. And I've asked the chair, Jeremy Zellner, to come on Hardline tomorrow, or on Sunday. Hopefully he will. But DNC chair Jeremy Zellner tweeted, Republicans who stand by Donald Trump after January 6th and multiple indictments are utter hypocrites when they attack the county executive on the basis of a mere report. A police report. It's a police report. However, and I asked the chair this, he has not gotten back to my tweet. I said, you know, there are two sides to every story, what I just said. But if Mark Poloncarz was a Republican, would Jeremy Zellner have the same response, or would he have Michael Crocker's response? And Michael Crocker would have Jeremy Zellner's response. It's all along political lines. And it really shouldn't be. It really should not be along political lines. If you believe it or not, should not depend if the person's a Democrat or Republican. Now, I will say this. I will follow up with this. If we're asking people, do you believe the police report? I honestly think the politics play into it. I don't think you're going to have anyone in the Democrat Party call this station and say they believe the report. But take politics out of it. With some of the... How do I word this? With the actions of the county executive at press conferences, the way he addresses things when people disagree with him, doesn't his attitude lean some people to think this might be true? Again, we don't know. And I'm not going to speculate. The woman's not pressing charges. But if you take politics out of it and you just observe the county executive, you could probably say, yeah, you know what? I could see this being true. Again, I'm not saying it's true. Because we don't know. There are two people who know what the police report says. It's the county executive and the woman that's involved. She doesn't want to press charges. Okay. We just have to leave it at we don't know what happened. But when people say, well, how could you believe that? How could you believe this police report? Again, go back and look at the way the county executive responds when people disagree with him. Now, no, he's never done anything in that police report to a member of the media. I'm just saying, I think some people could say, well, I believe the police report because of his attitude. Again, this isn't something I wanted to talk too much about, but I don't think we should be looking at this on the lines of politics. Most people are, and that's just the landscape that we're in today, right? And, I mean, obviously the county executive has gotten out ahead of it. He's talked to every local media outlet. He has told his side of the story. There are two sides to every story. We don't know what happened, but it's political. If this exact police report came out against, insert Republican name here, do you think Mark Poloncarz would give the person the benefit of the doubt? Or would he be on a Twitter rant talking about how that person should resign? I mean, let's be honest. If this was generic Republican, what a name for a candidate. They called them a generic Republican. Let's just put generic Republican. And let's put this exact police report with generic Republican's name. Mark Poloncarz is going to give that person the benefit of the doubt? Does that sound how he's acted another? I mean, just look at his social media. If a Republican turns the wrong way on a one-way, he's going to tweet something about it. He's going to talk about how awful it is for democracy. I guarantee you, this is political. But again, the county executive is just as guilty of playing politics with stuff like this as anyone else. Yes, people on the right are attacking this because of politics, and people on the left are defending it because of politics. All I'm saying is, the county executive would be doing the exact same thing that Republicans are doing, that Michael Crocker's doing, if generic Republican's name was on this police report. So I don't want to hear the county executive or Jeremy Zellner cry about how hypocritical Republicans are, how they're playing politics with this. No one knows what happened. The only two people that know what happened are the two people involved. Because I don't think that the county executive would give a Republican the benefit of the doubt, as he is asking for here, to say, hey, believe my story, that police report's not true. I don't believe he would give a Republican the same, what's the word I'm looking for? And again, we should just listen to both sides. And we should also put weight in that charges weren't filed. Okay, charges weren't filed. She didn't want charges filed. I am just sick of, and this happens on both sides of the aisle. As I've said many times, I am sick of the two-party system and everything being political. I'm sorry that I can't feel bad for the county executive when he would be just as guilty. His Twitter page would be flooded. If he wasn't the county executive and the current county executive was a Republican, with this police report, I'm telling you right now, his page would be flooded with resign, you're a horrible person, this is very concerning. And you know why I know that? Because I follow him on social media. I see how he reacts when a Republican, missteps. When a report comes out against a Republican. So it's kind of one of those situations where, well, you want us to say, okay, that's your story. But we all know, even the Democrats listening, everyone knows that you would not treat it the same way if it was someone in the other party. And that's the problem with politics. It's all about sides. When we should actually, at the end of the day, all be on the same side. We're all Western New Yorkers. We're all New Yorkers. We're all Americans. At the end of the day, we're all Americans. But when you play into this divide almost as much as anyone else, well, yeah, guess what? people are going to play politics when stuff like this happens. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying that excuses it. I'm not being like Jeremy Zellner and saying that, well, because this happened, you have to ignore this. That's not what I'm saying. But you have to understand that people see the way you react when someone on the, quote, other side does something. You don't listen to their story. You don't believe their side. And you wouldn't in this situation either. So that's my two cents on it. Thought I would address it. When we come back, 803-0930, star 930. If you have a comment on that, if you have a comment on the way I gave in and took the plea in East Aurora, I will definitely hear that. I will definitely take your calls on that. But when we come back, I went to the gym this morning at 3 in the morning. Well, 3:30, let's be honest. Let's not lie, Joe. 3:30 in the morning. And I noticed that the gym was the only 24-hour business other than the gas station on all of Maple. 10 years ago, it seemed like almost everything down Maple that wasn't, you know, that wasn't in the plaza seemed to be open. I mean, 10 years ago, it seemed if you drove down Maple at 3 in the morning, you could go to a grocery store, a gas station, Walmart. What happened to the 24-hour business model? And is it just not in demand anymore? I want to give my side of things. We'll hear from you. Again, if you have a comment on the first two things I talked about, phone lines are open, 803-0930, star 930, BMAZ and Beamer on WBEN.
Good. Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Good morning. Welcome back. It is BMAZ and Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hey, question for you. Have you filled out the settlement for Facebook if you've been a Facebook user from 2007, between 2007 and 2022? Today's the last day to do it, and I just remembered in the nick of time to fill that out, hopefully get some of that settlement money. Yes, I have no shame. So we will be submitting that for hopefully a little bit of a payout of the Facebook settlement. Oh, come on. Anyway, we are back. And if you have something on me at court, walking in and just taking the fine, I know there's people on the text board that are disappointed in me. Again, I'll tell you this right now. Do you know how much more upset I would have been if I had gone all the way back to East Aurora a month later and still walked away with a $150 fine? I mean, I'd be really upset at myself. Talk about wasting time. So I weighed my options. I never got the ticket. I mean, I'm that's not a story. It's the truth. But I just don't know what would have been gained from me going there. Like I said, I just hope the judge knows. If you have a comment on that, you have a comment on the pulling cards thing we talked about a little bit. 803-0930, star 930. But I also want to get to this. This was something Brian and I were going to talk about earlier and didn't. Earlier in the week and didn't. My watch always thinks I'm talking to it. So I went to the gym in the morning a few times this week. Love it. I'm telling you, I have so much more energy after an early morning workout. There's no one there. It's great. The showers had just been cleaned. So, you know, it's a great experience. And I'm probably going to start doing it more often because, yeah, I lose an hour of sleep for as early as I get up. But let me tell you, I feel like I slept an extra 3 hours. Like, I have so much energy this morning. And you know what? It gives you a positive attitude. There's too much negativity in this world. And you know what I say? If someone hits you with negativity, ignore them. So as I'm driving to the gym, I notice there's nothing left that's 24 hours. The gym is 24 hours. Speedway's 24 hours. Everything else. Remember, we had this big push to 24 hours. 24-hour diners. When I worked overnights, I would utilize 24-hour places a lot on my way into work or to get a delivery in the middle of the night. 24-hour diners, when I was in college, in the summer, you'd find yourself at a 24-hour diner. But it seems like that has really gone away. I don't know if it's the size of Western New York or if that is just the demand nationwide. But, you know, when I would come into work, if I forgot something, I could go to Tops, I could go to Wegmans, you know, get something. Now, I got Speedway, that's great. There's a 7-Eleven at Evans and Sheridan. And I love going to that location, don't get me wrong. But they're hit or miss if they're 24 hours. A few times in the last few weeks, I have gone to that 7-Eleven and the door's been locked. The lights have been on. It looked like it was open. The doors are locked. So that's not an option. The 7-Eleven on Maple is no longer 24 hours. You know, I feel like more and more people are finally going back to the office. I don't notice the roads, you know, the road less full. Now, I don't drive from Orchard Park like I used to. But I notice when I jump on the 290 for an exit, there's plenty of cars, right? People are up. I just can't believe that the demand, even a city the size of Buffalo in Western New York, I can't believe the demand's not there for some of these places to go 24 hours. I mean, Walmart, for my memory, was always 24 hours. The Walmart on Transit, for as long as I can remember, was always a 24-hour location. You know, back when you would get CDs and not just download them, you would go to that Walmart because they would be open and they'd cut the pallet open at midnight. For video games, you do the same thing. That's before GameStop got really big. You would go to Walmart, they'd have a pallet just sitting there, and they would cut it open at midnight, and you could take from it. But that's not even 24 hours anymore. McDonald's, you know, McDonald's used to be every location, 24 hours. Tim Hortons, I think Tim Hortons has, what, 2 24-hour locations left? When I came back to work here in 2017, I would pass a 24-hour Tim Hortons, and then there was a 24-hour Tim Hortons on Sweet Home across from the high school and at the other end of Sweet Home by Sheridan. Both of those are no longer 24 hours. And it really surprises me that so many places... Now, I understand there's a work shortage. I understand there are still people that work from home. But I don't believe the overnight people that would be utilizing 24-hour locations are the people that are working from home. Like, I would think the people that used the 24-hour locations still have a schedule where they would utilize a 24-hour location. Is that you? 803-0930, star 930. Do you miss the 24-hour location? Were you someone that would go shopping at 2 in the morning because it worked with your schedule? We're a very blue-collar city. We do a lot of shift work in Western New York. I just don't believe that the demand is not there like it used to be. Now, the 24-hour diners, all right, maybe that's just a thing of the past. I will live with that. But the 24-hour Walmart, Wegmans, Tops, even the 24-hour Tim Hortons, because people, you know, there are people who are driving at night. That one really surprises me. Now, I'm glad Speedway went back to 24 hours. I can get my monsters there in the morning, can fill up my gas in the morning. But it was really surprising. I guess it's something I just really hadn't noticed. I had noticed Walmart and Wegmans, but the fact that a majority of 24-hour places just are no longer a thing. And I wonder if anyone else is affected by that, if anyone else has noticed that, or if anyone's been affected by that. You know, when we were in high school, summer break, that's when they, 2006, they renamed Tops Martins. Remember that for like 2 years? And we would go to Martins. I believe that location was the first location that had self-checkout in the North Towns, at least. I think that, what is now Tops on Maple, when it was Martins, I think it was the first place to have self-checkout. You can correct me if I'm wrong. And we would go there. We'd get bulk candy. We get stuff to throw on the grill. That was like, when I think of that store, I think of the summer of 06. I know, you guys are thinking, wow, you crazy kids. Yeah, you know, really living it up. But, I mean, that was always 24 hours. That was always a 24-hour location. And when we went there at 1 or 2 in the morning, there were always people there. People either getting something quick to pick up, people doing their shopping. Again, we're a shift work community. I'm really surprised that we don't see more of these. And another one, now I'm completely blanking on what my next statement was going to be. Don't you hate when that happens? Another 24-hour location that I can't believe, because we've all been in a situation where you wake up and you're sick, or you wake up and someone in the house is sick. And for as long as I remember, the Walgreens by my parents, what is now part of Pharmacy Circle. The pharmacies used to be a little more spread out, but now it's Pharmacy Circle. That Walgreens used to be 24 hours. And to me, that always made sense. You know, you get sick in the middle of the night, you can run up to the pharmacy, get something to hopefully at least cure you or get you back to sleep before you can talk to a doctor. But I failed to find a 24-hour pharmacy anymore. I mean, there's a few 7-Elevens that are 24 hours. There's a few Speedways that are 24 hours. I guess you can get medicine there. But I was really surprised to see Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, to not see more 24-hour pharmacies on my drive-in this morning. And I guess it's because it was, you know, earlier than I'm usually up, that I was really just focusing on the buildings I was passing on my way to the gym. And it's interesting, the gym's 24 hours. There were 5 people in the gym this morning, if you're wondering how many people were working out at 3:30. 5 people in the gym. The music was so loud I couldn't listen to the music in my headphones. But you know what? It's a great feature to have. I can get my workout out of the way. Now I have my entire afternoon. But I want to know, what caused this 24-hour decrease? Because it seemed when I was in college, the push was for everything to be 24 hours, right? McDonald's, Wendy's open till 3, Taco Bell open till 3, Tim Hortons, Jim's Steakout used to be 24 hours. Remember that? Jim's Steakout used to be a 24-hour place. Did the push away from 24 hours start before the pandemic, or is this all a result of the pandemic? And do you miss it? Do you miss having those places in the middle of the night? Maybe it works really well with your schedule. Tim's in Amherst. Tim, what do you think of this lack of 24-hour places?
I think that the biggest issue is staffing. when you see pizzerias closing at 9 o'clock on Saturday and they're not open on Monday or Tuesday. When's the last time you got to go to Louis after you were out drinking, right?
That's right, yeah.
Louis are done. You're from Orchard Park. Louis on 20, right? You go there after a night out, and they close at 10 o'clock, and they open at 7. You can't even get up early and go to breakfast. So no one's working these jobs anymore, unfortunately. It's sad.
It really is, Tim. I mean, and you know, they put all this stuff in to be open 24 hours, and the staffing, especially after the pandemic. And you bring up a great point with pizzerias closing at 9 on Saturday. I mean, some of us don't eat until after 9 on Saturday.
Well, you better order early.
Yeah. Get a half-baked pie.
Yeah, if you talk to any of the owners, they'll tell you they've got ads out all the time, signs up, and just nobody's responding. I don't know where the people went.
Yeah, I mean,
they got to be eating and feeding themselves somehow. I don't know where the money's coming from, and I don't know where they went. But
that is
not working the part-time jobs anymore.
That first part's the real question, Tim. If they're not doing, you know, where's the demand to get paid, Tim? I appreciate the call. I mean, that's the thing. There's just as many people that need a job, right? I mean, I work part-time jobs. I always appreciated my working at pizzeria when I worked at Lenovo. I wasn't in the kitchen. I delivered. But I always appreciated my time there. It was always a fun time. But Tim brings up a point. It's not only the 24-hour places that are affected. You see, restaurants still, we're 3 years removed from the pandemic, by the way. And we still see the staffing issues. I mean, people need to get a job. I don't know. Is there not... Are high schoolers and college kids not working anymore? I mean, is that something that's gone away? Is there a lack of people that want to work in the food industry? Is there a lack of people that want to work at grocery stores? Like I said, when I would go to Martin's in 2006, so we're talking about 17 years ago, I mean, there was always the one person in the front of the store and the two people stocking the stores. And that's another thing that gets me. These stores still have stock crews. Right? Walmart's still getting stocked in the middle of the night. The grocery stores are still have overnight clean in stock. They have the self-checkout. I don't understand why they can't open. Now, yes, I think some of these places like your McDonald's, it's a staffing issue. And maybe it's, you know, you can only get so many people to staff. That's not enough people to open the store or people to stock the shelves. That's not enough people to open the store. I completely understand that argument. But Tim's right. I mean, you look around and the changing hours, you've got places now that put the hours of the week in the window. Have you seen this? Where they change their hours every week. It's just a printout sheet of paper and it says hours for week of 8, you know, 21. And it's because they have to make a schedule, make sure they have enough people to come into work before they can actually make the schedule of when they're going to open. I mean, that just never used to be the case. Yeah, I mean, there were always restaurants that would take a Monday or a Tuesday off. There are more now than there used to be. But there's always been the restaurants that would take a Monday or a Tuesday off. But closing early on a Saturday, where I've even seen, you know, on Wednesday, we're open 4 to 8. I just don't know where the want to work. I mean, when I turned 13, I think I was when I had my paper route. I couldn't wait to go and earn a paycheck and have money in my pocket. I still love when I have money in my pocket. It's a beautiful thing. You know, I couldn't wait to get my first job outside of delivering papers when I was a cashier at Jubilee or when I went to Lenovo or when I started working here. You know, I like working. I can't believe that there's not high schoolers and college students that want to work. I can't believe there's not people out there that would... You know, take an overnight shift. Believe me, my time working the overnight shift in Bed Bath & Beyond, I worked with a lot of overnight people. I mean, there are people out there that will only work overnight shifts. That's their thing. They love to work overnights. I would believe after the pandemic, those people still exist. But it's unfortunate because I think in a town like Buffalo, where we do have so many people that work all over the schedule, right? It truly is a blue-collar shift work town that, I mean, you have to drive around in certain parts to find something that's open after midnight. And like I said, that could be because you have a sick baby at home you could be sick. I mean, it's not just we're not just talking about for Joy to go get a sub. It could also be a situation where you need something, you need a medication. Not as easy to find in 2023 at 2 in the morning as it was to find in 2006 at 2 in the morning. And that's really unfortunate. And maybe that's something we talk about next week. You know, are high school kids working? Who's working? Who's working and who's not working? And what replaced these jobs? Now, I do Instacart and DoorDash as a part-time job. I can't imagine those being full-time jobs. I know people do, and they do a great job. I can't imagine that being a full-time job. So I don't believe that the people who aren't working are that all of them replaced it with gig work. I just can't believe that's the case. But, hey, there it is. Someone said, believe it, Joe, the people that don't want to work overnights because they are obviously not working overnights. Yeah, you know what? You make a fantastic point, Texter. But I do want to say a big shout out to my gym being open 24 hours, Monday through Friday. It has really helped me, and I'm hoping to be able to use it more and more because, let me tell you, like I said, it frees up my entire afternoon, and I have so much more energy. I don't know if it's coming over the air. I don't know if you can pick up on this. I'm in a great mood. I have a ton of energy. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to take on the day. So thanks to the person that works the gym Monday through Friday overnights so they can be open, so I can go and get my workout in before coming to work and talking with the amazing WBEN audience. I hope you have a great weekend. I hope you enjoyed the show. Brian will be back on Monday. We'll do our thing, 9 o'clock Monday. Don't miss Hardline Sunday. We have Erie County GOP Chairman Michael Crocker, hoping to have Erie County DNC Chair Jeremy Zellner. We have State Senator and Minority Leader in the Senate, Rob Ort, and hopefully another guest, because I like to have four. If not, we'll take your calls on everything that's happened this week. Have yourself a great weekend. Enjoy whatever it is you're going to do. But more importantly, or most importantly, enjoy those that mean the most to you, the ones that you love, friends and family. Make sure you spend it with them. I'll talk to you Sunday at 10. David Bellavia is next. Don't touch that dial. Here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody brags about their car's resale value at a dinner party. Nobody posts about it on social media. It's not the reason you fall in love with a vehicle. But 5 years in, it's one of the clearest signs that you made the right decision. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For 6 consecutive years, Toyota has been named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book. And many Toyota models, like the Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner, are best in their class according to KBB. Because Toyota doesn't just build vehicles for the moment, they build for the miles ahead, which is something every Toyota owner can appreciate. So stop by your local Toyota dealer and enjoy the affordability of a great deal today, plus the value that lasts long after your purchase. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.